Tuesday afternoon, let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, let's start it right off with the show. There's some exciting news you want to share with us, Cindy.
Yes, the Appleton Public Library is getting new space. We're getting a new library.
Yahoo!
Well, I know. Where's the cheering? Where's the music in the background, Paul?
Drum roll.
I know, I've waited a long time for this, and the public has too. I mean, it won't be a fancy place, but it will really offer us so much more than what we currently are able to do. So we're pretty pumped and pretty excited about it.
Is this going to take place?
Well, you know, everything is a process in government, and so we've been working on this probably for a year already, just to kind of get all the players in place and you know, all the things that needed to happen. There was a bond that was passed to pay for the project. Of course, you know, we can always use more money, so if anyone, you know, would like to donate to our cause, we're always happy to have that.
Yeah, that's right.
Because there's just, you know, costs just seem to just escalate, especially during COVID and everything, too. But it will be located in the old 52 wing of the high school, and so pretty much where the classrooms were. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to 6,900 square feet from about, I don't know, 2,100 square feet.
Oh, that's what you have now?
And that's about what we have now.
Wow, that's a big difference.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll also have access to the gymnasium and auditorium. That's what's super exciting, you know, for all the programming and things that we do here. It's like we're like Energizer program bunnies here. And I think that, you know, it's been so nice, you know, the council is super supportive of this whole process and everything. I mean, it's been, you know, you just really feel good about it because they've been very supportive of everything. And so we're moving forward. They had to do some abatement in the 52 wing. So that has been completed. And, you know, next will be demo. And, you know, it's just a process. There is a timeline, and so they estimate that we'll be moved in maybe like October, November of this year.
Okay.
And so I will have to pack this place up.
Well, you're gonna a moving experience.
I know. You think you move a house. Well, you should move a library. I mean, I moved to this location, but all we had to do was roll down from one end of the hallway to the other.
Right.
With a lot of carts and everything, so that will be totally different.
Is that an open space then? Is it all open?
We'll be opening walls.
Okay.
And we'll have lots of room for people to sit and read the newspaper. We'll have room for people to be on the computer. We have a whole area dedicated to just, you know, young children, and we'll even have a teen hangout area and a teen area for those teens that, you know, want that private space.
Teenagers want their own space.
They do, but yet, you know, it's still a public library, so, you know, it's not like it's, you know, all fun and games, but anyway. But, yeah, there'll be all sorts of different room for so many different things and people and everything, all the things that we're missing here. You know, we'll even have a room that's like a multi-purpose room for some kind of maker space and all the different equipment that we have that we can just kind of leave set up for people to use. I don't know. We're really excited about it.
Yep, and
super excited.
A spot for a book club and stuff like that?
Oh, yes. We'll have a small meeting room that we can have, you know, some of our, you know, programs and stuff. And then we'll have access, like I said, for larger programs. If we bring in an author or something, and we'll have a bunch of people that will be at it, well, we'll have the auditorium to be able to use as well. So it's a very exciting thing. It's a super exciting process. You know, you've got to pick out all sorts of colors and furniture and fixtures and all those things as well.
Well, that's right up your alley.
Well, the staff and I are kind of working on some of these things because it's not just about me. This is just a wonderful boon for our community. I mean, I'm just super excited about all the different things that we're going to be able to offer here, too.
Right.
So that's
Well, I'm excited for you. That's awesome news.
Yeah, it is. It is very good news. And so hopefully we can keep you, you know, keep our public updated on all the different things, you know, that we're doing. We're always trying to do some kind of cost savings of some sort anyway. And so right now we're in the process of meeting with, you know, our electric companies to see what we can do to kind of cut down on some of those costs and everything for the new space. And so we're doing the best that we can. And yet we want to have the most that we can for all of our public that use the space.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing the library will remain open during the transition for the most part?
Yes, we should. I mean, we should be able to until, of course, we are packing up and moving.
Right.
And so I guess right now we're in the early stages of it. So I'm hesitant to say, you know, I'm sure we're going to have to close a few days here and there just to move and then to unload it all. And everything. It's all going to take some time. We'll be looking for it. I've already had several people in the community volunteer and say that they're interested in helping us. So if you're interested in helping us, make sure to let us know in any way, form, or manner because, you know, this is your library. It's not just my library.
Right.
It's the public's library. So I think everybody should be super excited about it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the finished product there at the 52 Wing, and exciting news, breaking news right here on Q92. So, I'm happy for you, Cindy. That's great.
Thank you.
All right, do you have a few activities you want to talk about?
You know, of course, we've always got a few things going on here. This is kind of the last week of March, so what we have coming up now is on Wednesday, we've got Steve Sterud will be here for any kind of questions you have on, like, ESL, Adult Basic Ed, and, of course, technology. I think that's the number one thing. So if you've got a question on technology, you need help setting up an email, you're having a problem with your iPad or some particular device, stop on down. He'll be here on the 30th of March from 4 to 6 p.m., and he is a super patient man. Also on the 30th of March, we have our Lego Club after school, and so that's like 3:30 to 4:30, and we've opened it up to younger kids. So if you're under, I think it's if you're under 6 years of age, you need to have an adult with you, but we're opening it up because we're having such questions on all sorts of kids who are just obsessed with Legos. So we want to, of course, include them in our different activities. So keep that in mind as well. And then on the 1st of April, we'll be announcing all of our different lineup that we have for April. And we've got some really fabulous activities planned for the month of April. So you're going to want to keep watching what we've got going on here because, you know, we always have something up our sleeve, don't we, Paul?
That's right. You do. You're a very active library, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're always looking for that next great best thing, you know, for adults, for kids, you know, for everybody. So yeah, we've got some pretty fun things coming up.
Okay. Well, Cindy, tell us what are people reading?
Oh, people are reading. We've got only a couple of new books to talk about today. One of them is The Match by Harlan Coben. It's a second book in the Wild series. And so question service when Wild connects with family members who have been out of his life. It looks like a super interesting book because there's some DNA involved and research. And so Harlan Coben does a good job of writing an interesting book. Also new this week in hardcover fiction is The Book of Cold Cases by Simone St. James. In 2017, a true crime blogger encounters a woman who was suspected of two murders in 1977. So how you would remember that is beyond me, but I guess some people have a mind for that stuff. New and nonfiction is Lessons from the Edge by Marie Yovanovitch. the former U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine, so I can see why that is number two on the bestseller list, chronicles her career in the post-Soviet war or world and her testimony during the first impeachment of President Trump. So, interesting things, and if you've got a favorite author or a book that you've been just kind of waiting for, a lot of new releases are coming in April, so keep that in mind. Give us a call. Let us help you find your next read.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Well, where are you located, and when's the library open?
Well, we are currently located in the Appleton Civic Center, and our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can call us at 289-1681. Of course, you can like us on Facebook or visit us on our website anyway and see what we've always got going on, because we've always got a bunch of things that are happening here at the Appleton Library.
Okay. Well, I just had a thought, Cindy. I said, when you move into your new space at the 52 Wing, we should do the library show live from the new library.
Oh, I think that's an excellent idea, Paul. That is super exciting.
We'll do that.
Exciting. Yeah, I think so, too. Right. That would be a great idea. So we've got a plan. Let's just hope it all goes according to plan.
That's
and,
right.
And we're in the new space by the end of the year.
All right, Cindy, thank you very much. And once again, happy for you and your staff. And you get a lot more space.
Yeah, so. It'll be super exciting. Our public will just won't even know what to do. They'll have to just, like, look in the stacks for us or something, huh?
Yep.
It will be fun. Right. So thank you.
Yeah, you bet. We'll talk to you next time.
That sounds great.
Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.